Okay, it's 3:15. I didn't record when I woke up again. I had to go Christmas shopping right away. Jacqueline bought a new vacuum cleaner because that's a girl present. She bought it for herself because I don't have any money for a Dyson. But anyway, you hear a noise. That's her opening up her new vacuum cleaner. She's very excited about and. You know, that's what, when you're the little girls, they have the toy vacuum cleaner, and now they have, that's a Napergazzi joke. I just remembered it was his joke, where he's like, sees his wife with the vacuum cleaner as it does, like she's living her dream. And that's, because he got her an oven for her birthday. I forget the exact joke. It's very funny. Napergazzi, funny dude. I saw Star Wars. It's good. That's my review. It's great. It's really, really great. That's my review. Two thumbs up. Go see it. IMAX 3D. I guess I'll just do some fucking... Oh, that's right. Tomorrow night, Jimmy Kimmel. Watch it. I mean, it's, I guess it doesn't matter if you watch it, because if you didn't see it the first time, it's on YouTube, and unless you're like a Nielsen household, I don't think anybody knows if you watched it, right? It's not like the ratings go up because you watched it, unless you are, I don't know how the ratings work. I think they're made up. I think they're a little made up. Man cleared of rape to sue police after they hid 40,000 messages from victim. Well, 40,000 messages. So what, they wanted... This is the cops' war on men? They want to... They're putting them all away. Well, why would they hide the evidence? Where was this? This is the Telegraph.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the vacuum.
That was an accident.
Okay. No respect for this podcast. That's what I live with. Here's the thing you need to look for in a partner or whatever. Spouse is someone that will respect your podcast. And I didn't really ask about that. And it was my fault. See, I think this is the Telegraph. I think this happened in England. This man cleared of the cops covering up the 40,000 messages from victim. And I don't know why it's at top of Reddit other than it's probably a lot of upvotes from men saying, "See? Look at this." Sometimes in England, they cover it up. Well, I don't live in England, man. I live in the United States of America. Sorry, Rob from Brighton, if you still listen. I hope you do. You don't have to. If it's fine if you don't. I know you. Every day I do this stupid thing. Woman, 26, gives birth to baby who spent 24 years as frozen embryo. You can just, can you just pick up a frozen one? Let's see. Knoxville, Tennessee. An East Tennessee woman delivered the longest frozen embryo to successfully come to birth. It's interesting. So this kid was... It's been frozen since 92. I mean, I wonder if that adds, if that makes the kid any different. The fact that you were, is there something you conceived in 92 somehow and then frozen up? I wish somebody did that to me. Have me as an embryo, then let's freeze all the embryos till shit gets a little better. Yeah, like, I wish when I was an embryo. So let's freeze this until we figure out nanotechnology whatever that is that'll keep us alive forever. Let's wait till, let's freeze everybody up until science catches. I know then who's going to be the scientist. There's holes in the theory. But I'm just saying, I would like to be in a freezer right now. I'd say, give me another, put me another 20 years, then thaw me out. I guess there'll be so many comedians at that point. Oh my God. I guess I'm better off. But, good luck to, this 24-year-old baby. Ian McClellan claims some actresses exchange sex for roles. Talks wrongful sexual harassment claims. Something tells me Ian McClellan is going to be in trouble for that. That sounds like some ignorant shit. He's an old motherfucker, though. And sometimes, Sir Ian McClellan. Oh, just keep your mouth shut, Ian McClellan. I mean, that's all you got to do. Why has everybody got to blab? Run their mouths. I mean, I run my mouth every day on this, but nobody's listening, so it doesn't matter. If a reporter came up to me and was like, what do you think about, I'd say, oh, it's bad. I think sexual assault is bad. And that would be it. Said it's always sexual assault is wrong. I'm gonna go. If they gave me a long like, but what about it? Well, hey, everything, it's all wrong. I'm gonna go. Ian McClellan's like, let me sit down and tell you a couple things. Right there, stop it. Where are we at? Okay, a couple more. Grand jury indicts Fields, others on charges related on Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Oof. Well, that's I don't know. They indicted some of these fucking Nazis. Well, good for them. Lock them up. Train speeding 50 miles per hour over limit before deadly derailment. That Amtrak train in Washington State doing 50 miles over the speed. Wait, you're a train conductor. What's the hurry? What are you trying to get ahead of? You're on a schedule. Why are you going 50? I guess you feel like, man, why don't I just punch it? Let's see how it goes. Let's get real, because they don't go that fast. I've been on Amtrak. I don't feel like it's going that fast. They go, on the Acela, they're like, oh, it's the Acela. It gets to Philadelphia 15 minutes earlier than the regular. And then, yeah, go ahead. Rip your tape open.
I thought it was part of the atmosphere of this.
Yeah, this Dyson unboxing. That's going on in the background. Instead of explaining the unboxing, I fucking talk out of my asshole while you listen to a box being opened. That's you see nothing. This is the unboxing of a Dyson, whatever it is. Not cheap, I'll tell you that. I think you're really paying for all the seeing inside. They put the see-through tube. And they're like, hey, look at this. Isn't this fancy? Hey, that's an extra fucking $150 just for that. For some reason, when you don't see inside something, it costs a lot less. A Hoover, you don't see inside it. Okay. That's $50. This Dyson, it's got a... I'm sure it's worth it. It's... The Swedes are known for their vacuums. It's a very, there's no dirt anywhere in Sweden because they have the best of vacuum. Then their hands are very dry from those air blades. Everybody's very happy over there. Oh, yeah, the train derailed. Well, I Amtrak doesn't feel like it goes that fast. So I'd be, so I guess I would probably want to put 50 miles over, and then it derailed. Fuck. That dude's a, I'm going to guess that that guy's in trouble. But I got to go. Well, to be honest, do I have to go? Do I have to leave? No, but I have to stop doing this and do something else. I have other things to do. But this was fun, I guess. Who knows? I still don't know if I'm going to keep going after 365. We're at 317. So I have 48. 48 to figure it out. Well, see you tomorrow. We love you.